I know that this is familiar. I grew up with this. It is such a beautiful passage. The idea that we are weary, that we have heavy burdens, and we can take them to Jesus, and we will find rest. I think about weary and heavy burdens, and I think of all the words that we could use for weary. Because weary is different, isn't it, than other words? Tired and fatigued, exhausted, worn out and drained, bushed, puckered out, tuckered out, burdensome. Those words sound familiar to me. I assume they sound familiar to you. That the idea of being weary even has a sound of heaviness, doesn't it? Physical heaviness. Kind of like you're carrying a cross on your back up a hill. Weariness has the sound of the ages. There's something accumulative about it. It sounds like it goes back forever. It's an ancient word that means over time, more and more and more has happened. And the burden does get heavier and heavier. Until the fight almost goes out of you because we're so weary. And then Jesus says to us, by offering us this simple remedy, it sounds so simple. Rest comes when we accept the yoke upon us. When we come to Jesus with our burdens and learn the ways that he taught us. Learn a new way, I'm sure, from the ways that most of us operate. A way that is gentle and humble of heart, just as Jesus was gentle and humble of heart. Rest for our weary souls is what he promises. There is more welcome in this promise than almost anything I have ever heard, and it is for anyone. He says, "My yoke is easy. My yoke is easy." I don't like the word yoke. I don't mean egg yolks. I mean Y-O-K-E yoke. It's a word we don't use very often. We don't hear it very often, unless, of course, we're farmers and we're harnessing a cow to a plow. We don't use the word yoke very often. And he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." I wonder how you react inside when you hear the words, "Take my yoke upon you." Because we are obviously celebrating Independence Day. We are a fiercely independent bunch. And so the image that comes up for me are words like submission and obedience and surrender. Words that on this weekend we would almost not use at all, would we? On this 4th of July weekend. These are words that do not ring out the word freedom for us. We are a free people, free to do what we want, free to make our own decisions. We celebrate our freedom this weekend, and we acknowledge all of those in the past that have helped create the freedom that we enjoy. And then there's the religious side of it all. Everyone knows that religions have lots of problems, and ours isn't any different. And the idea of being yoked to something that might be just a little bit archaic, that might be a little bit out of step with the culture, that might not even uphold all of our own beliefs, doesn't sound quite right. To be yoked to something, and yet here you are. There's fans in the back, for those of you who aren't using your bulletin, on this beautiful warm day, coming to seek some word for your life. But Jesus is asking us if we really want true healing, And then we start saying, well, true healing, what does that mean about freedom? What does that mean about my freedoms? If he is offering a way to heal my burdens, to be released from this bone weariness of life, I have to lay my burdens down and take on his yoke. How about if I just lay the burdens down? We stop there. To take on that yoke. And in this text, I hear him saying to us, what isn't working? What do you need to lay down? It's going to be different for every one of us. What has weighed you down? What mistakes have you made? What choices have you made that you need to lay at the feet of Jesus? What relationships need mending? What secret sin do you carry that the world cannot see, that is so heavy some days you barely think you can get out of bed? Jesus says, give those to me. Don't carry them around. Come and give them to me. And then learn from me when you yoke yourself to me. I hear him saying in this, the words as I study the life of Jesus, that freedom isn't that you get to do anything you want, but that you do what you ought. The freedom to submit to Christ is a choice. The freedom to choose Christ in all things, at all times. To trust in God through Jesus Christ to heal our tired and weary souls. But such a yoke does take a kind of faith and trust that might not be fashionable in today's world of independence. How many of you have friends who say, you go to church? Really? You go to church? I know for some of our younger people, especially in this neighborhood, that's a really popular question, isn't it, Christy, on Highlands Mommies. You go to church? Because it's not fashionable anymore. And there are a lot of questions about what it means to be yoked to Christ in this world of independence. But when I think about the founding fathers writing the Declaration of Independence, they were creating community. They were creating a unified community. Freedom meant giving up some things for the betterment of all. And that certainly is the message that Jesus has always taught. For many weeks now, I don't know if I've told you, but Issa, Margie's granddaughter, comes to my office before church to place my stole on me. Now in the summer, starting last week, I don't wear a robe unless I'm doing a baptism, and I wear my little stole. I have three of these smaller ones, and I explained that to her this morning. But she comes into my office and I explain to her what the colors mean, why I wear it. And a few weeks ago, I asked her if she knew the word yoked. And I said, have you ever seen cows pulling a plow? She said, yes. I said, you know the things they wear around their necks so that they can guide the plow forward? That's a yoke. And I said, and the reason I wear this is to remind me and all of us that I am yoked to Christ. And little Issa seems to understand every single thing I explain to her. That there's something about making a commitment to tying yourself to the life of Christ, no matter what. When I put the stole around my neck and when Issa places it on me and we have a prayer, it reminds me who I am following and whose I am. What do you do to remind yourself who you are following and whose you are? Jesus is not offering a life that is not difficult. The difficulties would still be there because in paradise there is no freedom, brothers and sisters. Freedom always comes with a cost, and Jesus offers us that freedom from the soul-sick weariness that can get us down. He is not offering rest to the strong and the powerful. Rest is offered to those who have been made weary by a world that fails to comprehend their life, fails to comprehend the burdens that we carry inside. The easy yoke, though, will inevitably lead to healing. It's a paradox, and until you try it, there's no way to explain it. I can only tell you to try it. That when you follow Christ in every movement, in every moment, when you yoke yourself to the one who yoked himself to God, there is a kind of healing that does pass all understanding. It gives us new purpose and new life. It's not easy to choose, and you don't just do it once. Every single day you rise and you have to decide. And sometimes it's moment by moment to decide that you're going to yoke yourself to Christ in this moment, in this choice. But there is a promise of healing that is so profound, so holy, and so sacred that it is worth placing around your neck and around your life. Because it is light, and it is gentle, and it is humble. Our thought for meditation comes from a doctor, a medical doctor, who says acceptance, submission, surrender, whatever one chooses to call it, this mental shift may be the master key that unlocks healings. Or another way is, I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, blessed Savior, I surrender all. Amen.